What's good, ladies and gentlemen? It is your boy, Mr. Parker, and this is FRHL. And welcome to the show, the special podcast. I want to thank the 57,000 viewers I got, listeners I got. I'm not going live chat today because it's a special episode. I got one of my closest friends in this world. He's a brother to me. We never had any clash amongst each other. We've always been great friends. But I feel that for a long time, he's been looked at from the outside world. So a lot of people sometimes say, I want to know what it's like inside this dude Orlando's mind. What goes on in his mind? What happens with him? Why does he say the things he says? Why does he do the things we do? Why is he such a messed up husband? So I feel I'm not a gossip guy. I'm not a person that makes up stories. I feel go to the source and figure out their feelings on the situation. So that's what I did. I said, you know what? Me personally, I haven't hung out with Orlando a lot recently because he's been working, so he hasn't been in church. But we're still boys and we talk when we can. So, O, I want you to introduce yourself, your name, your age, and then I'll start asking some questions and we'll get into details about everything and let people know who you are.
So, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? I'm Orlando Torres Jr. I am Andre's best friend. I'm a brother. I catch a bullet. You know me. We're like twins, real talks. When even when we had long hair or when we're bald, we're still twins to the end. But I'm 33 years old. I'm full-blooded Puerto Rican. I am now gonna be a father for the third time. I am a chef professionally, and I work at Amazon.
All right, a nice quick summary of who he is, and like I said, we're gonna ask him some questions. See where his mindset's at. He's already agreed. There's no boundaries. He'll answer any question. He's going to explain a little bit what happened in his past, what brought him to where he ends up being now. Just to give all of us, including me, an explanation for his ways. Because, you know, it's no one's business what goes on in your life. But because you make it people's business, they have the right to say what's true about stuff and what's not. Mm-hmm. So without deep details, everyone has a perception of you. Orlando is an evil husband. Mm-hmm. That's what everyone sees. Like they know you're a good father, but they feel you're an evil husband. What is your take on that? What would you say to that?
Well, when people want to think that I'm an evil husband because I legit bad downgrade my wife, Christina, on Facebook, it's because I'm being provoked when it comes to psychologically. And when you psychologically provoke me, I'm going to get anger because I'm trying to be more vigilant to be the better person.
So you're saying there's a lot of behind the door things that happen.
Yes.
That
a lot of behind
people the doors, don't know.
People don't know behind the curtains. And it's just tough because, I mean, I'm truly not a bad person. Like, people always take me for granted because I really am a kind-hearted person. It's just, if you ask me to be there, I'll be there. If you want me to ride, I'll ride. But the only thing I ask, don't take me for granted. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem.
So do you feel that you're taken for granted? Like, give me some examples of ways you feel like you're taken for granted.
I feel like I'm being taken for granted in general because I've done a lot, especially for my wife. Mm-hmm. I stood my ground when it came to her father. And for 12 straight years that we've been together now, since 2006 till now, that's 12 years, I stood my ground to her father. Mm-hmm. And there's some certain things Christina lacked of, and it really, really hurted me. And it came to a point like she showed me she has a weakness. Mm-hmm. And for the last 12 years, I've been trying to build a boldness in her. And every year as it goes in and out, there's never been an improvement percentage of her being bold. Mm-hmm. And you know how they say us guys, you know, have a pair of testicles to grow? You know, sometimes I wish, you know, some females, especially like Christina, could grow a pair of breasts to be bold and brave and stand her ground when it comes to her father or her ex-boyfriend. Mm-hmm.
So explain the story of, because she's made it open. She's talked about it. Uh-huh. Explain why Facebook is both of you guys is therapy. Like when you guys are mad or frustrated with each other, instead of handling amongst each other or, you know, praying or talking or asking God about it, why is Facebook where you guys both turn to? What do you think the reason to that is?
The reason why is, like I just mentioned just a little second ago, it's anger. Because simple fact, Christina likes to start something she can't finish. And it makes me very mad. And every time I want to like come up with the conclusion I can, because we always be clashing. So when we clash, I get deeply angry. And
the only thing you know how to do is turn to Facebook for therapy, pretty much.
Something like that, because when I black out, when I do something, I have no remorse or sympathy. Once it's done, it's done. Mm. And when I come back to reality, I'm not afraid to get hit with the criticism, because at the end of the day, I'm going to stand my ground what I'm going to say. Mm. And if people may not like it, then I'm so sorry people feel offended between family and friends. But at the same time, it's just how I was brought up, because apparently I never had my father to, you know, how to cope with anger and talk to people. I always lash out in the public when I get legit furious. Mm. And that's the problem. I've been trying to work with the issue for the longest time, but long story short, it's just the way how I was brought up, I never learned how to cope with like family or friends.
Okay. Another question back to your past.
Yeah.
We know you're open and you admit it. Yep. One thing I know about you, as out of everybody knows, regardless of how people feel about you, mm-hmm. the one thing that I do know about you is you're an honest person. You do not lie. I can't say that I've ever, out of any problems I've had with you, would never be lying. No, I feel that I've never, ever caught you lying.
And if like, I lied, bro, if I ever lie, I'm ashamed of me.
Yeah.
Never mind ashamed of anyone else. It's me. Orlando Torres Jr. is ashamed of Orlando Torres Jr. for being a liar.
Exactly. So I know you're real open about your marriage, and You guys had an outing where you cheated on Christina.
Way before marriage.
This is before marriage.
Yep.
And then in return, a few years later, into the, what was it, 2 years into the marriage?
No, it was basically almost, let me see, we got married in 2011. So, 2 years in the marriage. Yeah. Heading towards the third year.
Yeah, and she pretty much got you back. She pretty much cheated back.
Yeah.
Now, at the time, the first thing that most people think about is, you know, it's a game being played, or it's this and that. Or he deserved it because he did the same thing. What is your take on that? When you, like, I know how you personally were when you had found out. Because if a man finds out a woman cheats, it's the end of the world. But if a woman finds out a man cheats, she just got to deal with it. That's usually how life works. Mm-hmm. And I remember how you was. I remember the pain you went through and all the stuff,
man,
that happened.
Let me tell you, I was dehumanized in that matter. When I got when you in the church found her in the Galleria Mall with her ex-boyfriend, and I had a sense of feeling she was up to something, and I knew they were talking, but I never knew it got that deep. What really, really hurted me the most, that she went with him on a special place that they did it on broad daylight. And what really hurted me the most is that she forgot the fact that she was a mother. She's not even a woman to think about that, and she forgot that she was a wife. The moment she got into his car, that's when I just said, you know what? I think she's really seeing this guy.
So when you got married, you didn't cheat. Before she did this, you didn't cheat before?
No.
Before?
During the marriage, after we got married, I never cheated. We just had fights.
Okay. So it was fights. So she cheated first in the marriage?
Yes.
And you even said before, you admit that you think it's all rolled over from all the stuff you did before marriage, yep, leading up to marriage, and it led up to it and led to her doing this one time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how they say, the saying is, hell hath no fury, yep, like a woman scorned?
Yep.
Now, in fairness, do you feel that she was scorned so hard, that she was burnt so many times by the stuff you did, that was her only option?
I feel like at this point, it could be that too, but at the same time, before she even cheated on me, it did got a little deep and serious. And I kind of pushed her to that because I was testing her.
Mm-hmm.
And when I test her, she just proved my theory.
Yeah.
She's a failure when it comes to being tested. And I hate to say that because...
What do you mean by tested her?
Like, I pushed her to go, like, if you feel like me and you, then go back to your ex.
So
like,
you pretty much poked the bear.
Yeah, I poked the bear because, simple fact, she did it first when we were engaged, because she was associated with this clown when I told her many times to leave him alone.
Mm-hmm.
And she never listened.
I feel like she had him in her back pocket. She had him in her back pocket for the moment that you messed up.
Yeah.
And even when you messed up, she still was like, I'm not reaching in that back pocket.
Yep.
Then you messed up again. I'm still not reaching that back pocket. Mm-hmm. Then you messed up again. I'm still not reaching. And it was like her hand was inching closer and closer to the back pocket. Then she finally went in the back pocket, and here he comes.
Yeah.
I feel if it was any other guy, mm-hmm, it wouldn't hurt you as much as him, because he was an ex.
Yeah.
I don't think people get that part of you. I think people just think Orlando's rah 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 mad because that's what you post on Facebook. That's why I always tell you, and like you've been told by my mother, the pastor,
my mom, my family,
by people, Facebook's not
the place
good for you, because it, even though we vent, like there's been times I go in there and say I'm real mad at somebody, but I don't get specific. I don't get into details. Sometimes you can't control the anger you have. And instead of calling the person saying, blank you, your only venting is to go on Facebook. But the thing you have to learn is sometime when you go on Facebook as your therapy guide, there are those people that are sitting there waiting for you to slip up so they can come and attack once something happens in your relationship. Because when she writes to things, people don't respond like that. People say, oh, poor Christina, or poor,
they give her the sympathy. And that's what she is. She's just the queen of drama, because she wants pity and sympathy. But when it comes to me, I get hit with stones, which that's okay with me, because I know how to grab a bat and swing every stone, because simple fact, like, I'm far from perfect, and I never will be. I will have my days, and I have my, you know, my worst days. But the simple fact, I'm only human. And like I said, have I learned how to become a more mature person than I could have been? I think I would have done things differently and probably not posting my daily life on Facebook. And I should have just done that differently.
All right, I get that. So what would you say as far as, we know you're a great father, like I said. No one denies that. I've never heard anyone say Orlando's a bad father. No matter how much trash they talk, that never comes out their mouth. As far as your marriage, as of right now, where is your love? Do you have... Now, I know when that question is asked, there's anger, so you don't have love at the moment, maybe. But in your honest-to-truth heart, do you feel... Like, especially with you guys having a third, I mean, you got to have some type of love for each other to be having a third kid, you know what I mean? But in your opinion, do you think that if the minor things that are happening with y'all can get fixed, that y'all can work? Like, what is your take on that?
My only take is this. I told her the truth, that if you want me to stop doing what I'm doing, then learn how to answer the door when I knock. When I just want to just have some good times, or just I want
to some intimate times with you and your wife, you're referring to, or you're saying
just some general quality time, because I feel like ever since what she did, and I truly forgave her to be the better man, and I did it unconditionally. I forgave both her and her ex-boyfriend unconditionally to be the bigger man, and the only thing she never did show me that she's willing to redeem herself. Because before in our relationship, in the beginning, we were lovebirds. And that's what I missed the most. And she never showed that. And when she never showed the interest being lovebirds again, she said herself that she don't see us being lovebirds, then that just showed me little by little, year by year, the relationship and the love feeling was dying.
I mean, it's easy to say that, but when it goes one kid,
yeah,
two kids, three kids. I mean, it's like, then to everyone on the outside, it looks like, y'all talking all this trash about each other, but then here comes number three, and like, obviously.
But you know what? But the thing is, you know, I want people to understand that I'm going to use every word against Christina, what she said, because she said it herself before, even if I did get her pregnant after what she's done, she will not have feelings for me. So I'm going to use every word she said to me these last several years. I'm going to use that against her, because I want those to bite her where it really hurts, in her bottom. So that way she can understand, deep down inside, you have no intentions to redeem yourself.
I feel personally with you two, because I've been wanting to do an interview with you for a while.
I know.
Especially since my show's been getting bigger and bigger. And
wow, it's almost 60,000.
Yeah, almost 60,000 viewers, which is a blessing. And right now, if I had live chat on, you would have probably a billion questions. And I'm like, I'm not putting that on, because sometimes when you put live chat on, you can't even get as... If you say, well, I did this because, you'll get a whole list on my screen saying, but why are you animal?
No, listen, bro. And you know what? I'm not afraid to take on these critics, because at the end of the day, if people was in my shoes, you know, they're gonna say, oh, but you should have used your brain. And you're right. I should have used my brain. But there's a purpose when you get psychologically beaten or mentally beaten or emotionally, you're going to become, you won't think who you are.
So you feel like after that whole incident happened with her, that your mind collapsed?
Yes. I honestly tell you, I mean, I got knocked down my bottom. Like, I hit rock bottom, and you're the first person who I called after being dehumanized, bro. Let me tell you, it was a painful moment.
Do you think you can ever recover?
I could recover probably after the divorce comes, really, whenever that moment comes. Because simple fact, I really said it, that I just feel like it's just not going to work anymore. Because after when she threw me out with all my stuff and had no remorse for it, because I'm like, all right, you kicking me up, because simple fact, I know what's going to go down.
I personally don't, you know, my advice is always spiritual advice. Uh-huh. I feel the only way you two can work, the only way, is if she accepts Christ.
Facts.
And she accepts, you know, what you stand for in Christ. Because when you were in church, you were devoted. I give you that. You was in church.
Faithfully.
Nothing was making you turn. You was in, you know, the choir, everything. Yeah.
And you know what? And I should have been more bold and more stronger than I should have. But at the same time, it's just the distraction that she was causing.
I remember you'd be at church and you got the call, get home because this and this happened. I know. But I think as men, whenever a man's stressed, being the person that knows God, I feel like you forgot how to pray.
Facts. And honestly, I haven't done this in a while. Ever since, as a matter of fact, the last time I was in church is when the apostle came. The old building.
Right.
And when she confirmed what I needed to hear, the atmosphere that I felt from the entire ministry felt like a bling, like a light turned on.
Yeah.
A bright light just popped over everyone's head. And honestly, that's when I, you know, started had to fade away, because I remember when she was pregnant with my firstborn daughter, she gossiped about the church, telling lies to my family. And I feel like, okay, history's not going to repeat itself, because last time I nearly self-destructed. I almost attacked one of the members of the ministry because of these bad animosity.
I think Christina, I personally know her. She's a great person, fun. She's a great mom. I think that what happens is people think they can live without God sometime. And she believes in God. I know that. But I feel like
she's not into that devotion.
When you're not committed to something, religion in general, it's a lot harder. It's a bigger step. It's she's relying more now on herself, and she's now relying more on what she can do as a human, instead of saying, you know what, God, I leave Orlando to you for him to get strong with you. Or, you know what, let's read together. None of you guys volunteer to read together. You don't do Bible plans together.
And you know what, bro? The reason why we don't do that is because she don't show no devotion. She don't show no devotion to be a, how can I say this? The virtuous wife with the book of Proverbs.
I mean, she can't be a virtuous wife if she doesn't know the scripture about being a you know, there's plans and stuff that are there for that. But we're past time now. I want to do 15 minutes. We're past 15.
My bad, man.
But I already knew that was going to happen. I'm cool with it, because we're just going to do a part two.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, in a few weeks or so, we'll do a part
absolutely,
two.
Absolutely.
I'll let this one simmer in, let people hear this one, let people get your side of the story.
And you know what? It's like I said, you know, and I didn't even get a chance. I don't know either you or you know, Pastor Parker ever discerned, but I don't have the urge to cry no more. I totally lost all my emotion feelings.
Good.
Like, there have been times I wanted to cry so badly, but I can't. Because I feel like either A, my emotion was consumed by my anger, or two, like, I either, something must have suppressed my emotions, because I just don't feel like I have the urge to cry. And that truly, like, that's even making it worse.
That's why I feel like your mind has snapped.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like your mind's gotten to the point where it snapped. And I feel like maybe hers has gotten to the point where it snapped. But with God, anything can be fixed, even if it's broken.
Yeah.
It's just you got to both be willing to say, God, use me, fix me. You know.
And it's like I said, once the baby is born and once this issue that I have dealing with right now being resolved, then that's when I'm just going to say, you know what? I'm going to come back, because I remember I was in the ministry. I was there faithfully. Like, whenever you guys call me to do pork shoulders or other things for the Sunday church, that was no problem. And I miss doing that.
Yeah.
And I said it to your mother, the pastor, said, even though I'm at my worst days, you call me and I still say yes because
at
the end of the day, one, I can never take God for granted. Two, I can never forget what you guys did for me. And three, I am so grateful for that you guys were there when no one else throughout the ministry was there for me the most.
Yeah.
And that's just like legit. Like, I'm totally thankful and grateful for about it.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Yeah, I hear that. So we'll continue this. People are going to want to hear part two. Like I said, a lot of people always say, won't you just do a whole hour? I try to stay under because the more the hours go up, the more they charge me. So I try to stay at 15. But when I'm talking with a brother of mine, I don't care, man. I run up the hours. We'll do what we got to do. We'll do part two. If you guys support this, got questions, next time we'll answer questions. I will go live next time so you guys can ask whatever question you want. You heard it from Orlando himself. Whatever you got to say, he's ready to take it. He doesn't care. He's open. That's what he is. So I thank you guys for tuning in. Support the page. Continue to follow, share. Keep supporting a brother. Matter of fact, that's a saying that I got from Orlando that I use on this episode every day. Support a brother. And really, support a brother. I mean, it's hard out here. Yeah, if you guys want me to continue to keep this stuff, this is episode 16 now. If you guys want me to keep going, I need the support from you. So thank you guys for listening. Inbox me any questions you got. And if you guys want a part two, keep messaging me and I'll get the part two to you sooner than a few weeks. It might be next week. So hit me up and let me know. Check y'all later. Peace.